This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
The one right there was Ratatat with a bit of a air guitar kind of vibe going this morning. But we are joined on the line by the very, very talented Marksman Lloyd. Thanks so much for joining us, Mark.
No worries, man. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Hey, your EP was released early... just this month, was it? In September, and that was called Portals. How's that been? How's that been received?
Yeah, really good, man. The feedback so far has been awesome. So we're stoked because it's been such a long time coming now. It's good to finally have it out and feel like people are enjoying it. It's good.
So, what kind of people are you working with on the project? So, obviously, you're writing the songs, and what kind of producers do you have on board with you?
The main guy behind it is a dude named G Lee, from Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked with him on the bulk of the songs, and we met a couple of years back and worked on a track together called You Won't Be the One. And, he's just one of my favorite producers, man, like, ever, at all. And so it's so good that I get to work with him, and he's just a super talented dude. And I think we were kind of on the same wavelength as well, so we just go back and forth really well. I'll have an idea, and I'll present that to him, and he'll know exactly what I'm talking about, and he'll send me back a beat that's, like, spot on. And, yeah, it's kind of just a good working relationship.
It's awesome. And with the process of putting together this EP, is it an EP? It's seven songs, so is it considered EP or LP?
Yeah, I mean, people throw it around quite a bit these days, but I just call it EP.
I mean, so with that process, how long do you reckon that took? Was it a year putting together those songs, or was it a couple of years?
It's funny because we released the last EP in September 2014, so it's been 3 years between drinks. But you know, in that time we were touring a little bit, and you know, we were traveling, and it's funny how life just kind of seems to get in the way sometimes. So I would say, like, some of the songs that we were working on for maybe, like, a year, year and a half, and just they were taking different shapes and going in different directions. But then we kind of really kicked into gear this year, and we're like, man, we gotta put something out.
Nice.
And so, yeah, just kicked into gear, and I would say a lot of it came together within the last few, maybe 6 months.
Were there some songs on there that you can kind of point to in particular that you really laboured over, that you really took a long time to fine-tune, maybe more than the other ones?
Seven Laps, the first song on the EP.
Yeah.
That's about 15 different shapes before we released it.
And can you see, like, you know, I suppose from, like, the first cut of that song to the one that finally made the EP, what kind of change did that one go through? How did it change?
I mean, just in, like, conceptually, and, like, you know, chorus melodies, and there's so many different ideas. We were sending it to, like, singers in the States to try some stuff on, and then we just ended up going in a completely different direction. And yeah, I reckon there's about 15 versions of that song, or most, you know, like, that starts pretty horrible, works its way up to something pretty decent. But it's funny because, like, you know, that was Seven Laps, and then there's a song like Gene Simmons, and that came together over, like, 3 days, you know. And it's funny how they can kind of, it can kind of happen like that, you know. If the inspiration hits or whatever, it just kind of happens really quickly. And, like, I read the lyrics one day, sat down with the producer the next day, then Anders, who's on the chorus, and Gene Simmons, sat down with him the day after that, and it all just was really fluid and, you know, just gelled really well. I wouldn't say either one of those is, like, a better process or makes for a better song, but it's just funny how, like, you know, they can come together so differently over the process.
Awesome. Now, Mark, we're going to play your song Nomo. Can you just, from the EP, can you just do explainer more about Nomo before we play it?
Yeah, for sure. Nomo, I think, is something I wrote, like, probably about a year back, and I wrote those lyrics, and it was kind of like a just talking about, I mean, especially in the, you know, the kind of generation we're in at the moment, just people's need for validation through the socials culture, and having to, like, constantly be like, you know, look at me in every facet of life. But just the kind of, like, anxiety that can produce in people, or the kind of, like, you know, mental issues that can produce in people. So it was kind of just, I wanted to write about that and it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek as well. So it's like I wanted to come at it from a kind of, I don't know, cheeky aspect, I guess. So the song, I'm really talking about anxiety for most of it. In the chorus, when I'm talking about Annie, I ain't dancing with you, Annie's like the personification of anxiety. And yeah, I just wanted to kind of, I wanted to tackle that in a different kind of way. And so I came up with that idea, presented it to Gia Lee, and he sent me back that beat that was just banging, and I was like, yeah, this is the one. And there was another one that came together pretty quick, so it's cool.
Yeah, nice. Well, we'll get into it right now. So this is Nomo by Marksman Lloyd. You're on Sid 90.7. And Mark, you'll be sticking around, and we can ask you a few more questions after this.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, excellent. Alrighty, here it is.
That one right there was Nomo by our very, very wonderful guest we have on the line, Marksman Lloyd. And just if any of the themes in that song about anxiety or depression brought up anything for you, you can call Lifeline 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue 1300 22 46 36. Marksman, thanks so much for hanging around.
Thanks, man.
We were just talking off air just then when Caleb first saw the name of that song and he saw it was Nomo, he felt a bit of a connection to it. He thought he was talking about no mustaches.
Yeah. Something that he's... I can't grow a mustache. It's pretty embarrassing.
he had an immediate affinity with that song.
That's all right. Mark, you've done international shows and you've toured around the country as well. We just want to know how's the Australian hip hop scene going along? Because it obviously has its distinct flavour.
Yeah, I think it's going really well at the moment, to be honest. And it's funny you say distinct flavour. Like, I feel like at the moment there's a lot of guys coming out that are kind of trying new things and experimenting and kind of having the space to do that. Whereas maybe, like, I don't know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago, it might have all been kind of similar sounding in a way, like in terms of the sounds and the vibe or whatever. It seems like at the moment there's just a bunch of guys coming out and doing different things and trying different things, and there's a space for that. It's like, okay, which is really cool to see. Really cool to see. It's like a new wave of stuff happening at the moment, and it's awesome.
Is it doing well overseas?
What's that?
Is it doing well overseas?
I think in spots, hey, like I know there's places in Europe where like a lot of hip hop from here does quite well, and I think it's like slowly making its way. And I mean, I've heard in the States, you know, things like College Radio and stuff like that, they play a fair bit of Australian hip hop artists. But I think when we stop using the phrases like Aussie hip hop and stuff like that, and just start calling it hip hop, like it's from Australia, yeah, but it's hip hop, you know. And when we don't segregate it like that, I feel like it'll have more international legs, maybe.
Do you feel like there's a stigma surrounding Aussie hip-hop in the way that you talk about it? That people think, oh, it's Aussie hip-hop, I'm not a fan of Aussie hip-hop?
Mm.
Yeah, for sure, because people have always made that separation, the fact that we've always called it Aussie hip-hop. You know, like, you go to the UK, where, like, UK hip-hop is amazing as well, but, like, you know, they'll still call it hip-hop. They're not trying.
Yeah, for sure.
We kind of hold it.
I think, yeah, we kind of, for a long time, defined it by the... Yeah, I remember, like, back in the day coming up, and you'd have guys saying things like, you know, oh, I listen to Aussie hip-hop, I don't listen to any of that American crap. And it's like, bro, like, the reason hip-hop exists in Australia is because that quote-unquote American crap exists. You know,
totally.
Like, all of us are inspired by those dudes making it there. So, yeah, I feel like when we lose that kind of distinction, it kind of... give them more international legs.
Right? For sure, yeah. I mean, I know personally, like, going through high school, it was always, like you said, a bit, like, you had to be on, almost, like, pick a side. You had to be, oh, you know, I'm Aussie hip-hop, or I'm, you know, US hip-hop. But, no, I totally agree with you. You've just, I'm looking at your resume of people that you've performed on stage with. It's pretty incredible, with names like Draft, Seth Century, Illy, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis as well, Action Bronson. With those kind of guys, do you? It's obviously they've got huge and different stage presences. Do you take things from their show, or do you like notice anything that they do and think, oh yeah, I might do that in my show?
Yeah, definitely inspired all the time, and I'm always like, you know, watching and studying and seeing how people you know, what they do, like how they play their shows and stuff like that. I'll be the first person to be like side of stage or jump down into the audience just to watch how they do it. But yeah, completely. Like, I mean, it's like when I started, like I'm a pretty shy person naturally. So like when I started and I was jumping up on stages and stuff, it was, you know, it took a while for me to be like comfortable in my own skin and okay. And now I feel like I can step out there and just be, it's like one of the freest places I feel, like, where I can be myself and stuff. And I feel like that's from just, you know, seeing so many guys over the years and jumping up so many times and you know, playing to three people or just having a horrible show or having to just completely bomb and be like, all right, what didn't work that time? And come back the next time. And it's kind of like baptism by fire.
You know? Every show.
You get to a place, you get to a place eventually where you're like, I can do this. Like, I've done this enough times now to know how it's going to go.
Yeah, well, I mean, if people do want to catch you, this weekend, you're playing at the Penny Black down in Brunswick on Saturday night. So if people want to see you, they can get down there, grab tickets to that. It's going to be a pretty awesome show by the sounds of things, from what we've been discussing. That'd be pretty awesome. Have you played much in Melbourne? Because you're WA-based, right?
Yeah, I'm in Perth. I played in Melbourne a few times. The last time I played Melbourne was, I was on tour with Draft last year in October. So.
Unreal.
Yeah, nearly been a year since I played Melbourne.
Yeah, be good to have you back.
Yeah, and how do you make your show more unique, not from Aussie hip-hop artists, but all hip-hop artists? How do you make it unique?
That's a good question, man. I feel like our show is super unique just because of the... I would say for me, it's just the key to it is just being super honest, super vulnerable, and just being okay to be yourself and let your personality come out. Like, we're never trying to, like, be those dudes or have any kind of like persona, you know. It's just like who we are on stage. And by the end of the first song, I'm dripping with sweat. I feel like I'm gonna go on record and say, like, I think we've got one of the most energetic sets in the country.
Good. Awesome.
And yeah, it's cool. It's just a vibe. That's all we're always trying to do, no matter how many people.
Just the vibe.
The vibe of the thing.
Marbo
and
the Marbo,
vibe. It's all of it. It's the vibe of the thing. Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on air today, Marksman, and we wish you all the best for your show this Saturday. For all the people listening out there, make sure you get there Saturday at the Penny Black in Brunswick. Thanks so much, Marksman.
Awesome, man. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Keep pumping out awesome music, dude. We'll be looking forward to it.
Cheers, brother.
All right, have a good day. See you later.
And Marksman's EP, Portals, is also out now, so go grab that as well. And we played that song Nomo before. We've got more music coming up with Crazy by Mala. Gin Caps. So,
Mala. Sing it loud. You're on Sin 90.7 with Tal Caleb and stuff.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.